Om Agyanati Medanasya Agyanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Kunkumakta Kanchanabja Garvahari Gaurabha Pitanachi Tabja Danda Kirti Nindi Saurabha.
Everyone together. Valdevesha Sunu Sarva Fanchitarta Sadika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Kauravinda Kanti Ninda Chitra Patta Shatika Krishna Mata Bringa Keli Pula Pushpavatika Krishna Nitya Sangha Marta Padma Banduradika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Somya Marya Shrishti Palavali Kirti Nigraha Chandra Chanda Not Padendu Sevya Shita Vigraha Swabi Marsha Balavisha Kama Tapta Badika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Vishvavandya Yovatapi Pavitati Yarama Rupanavya Yovanari Sambanana Yatsama Shila Harda Lila Yachasaya Tosti Nadika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Rasa Lasya Gita Narma Satkalali Pandita Premaramya Rupa Vesha Sadgunali Mandita Vishvanavya Gopa Yoshidali Topiyarika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Nitya Navya Rupa Keli Krishna Bhava Sambada Krishna Raga Banda Gopa Yova Teshu Kampada Krishna Rupa Vishva Keli Lagna Satsamarika Hayamatma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Sveda Kampa Kanta Kashru Gadgadadi Sanchita Marsha Harsha Vamatari Bhava Bhushanachita Krishna Netra Toshi Ratna Vanda Nali Dadika Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Yashanarda Krishna Viprayoga Sandatodita Nekadainya Chapalari Bhava Vrindamodita Yatna Labda Krishna Sangha Nirgata Kiladita Maya Matma Pada Padma Dasya Dasturadika Ashtakena Yastanena Nauti Krishna Vallabham Darshane Pisala Jari Yoshidali Dulabham Krishna Sangha Nanditatma Dasya Siddhu Bhajanam Tam Karoti Nandatali Santa Yashu Sajanam. May that Srimati Radhika, whose bodily complexion excels the beauty of a golden lotus flower, tinged with kunkum, whose bodily fragrance reproaches the fame of a lotus sprinkled with saffron powder, and who fulfills all the desires of the Prince of Braja, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, whose dazzling colorful silk sari defeats the splendor of coral, who is like a garden of all varieties of blooming flowers, which attracts the maddened bumblebee, Sri Krishna, who comes to play amongst her flowers, who worships the sun god in order to meet Krishna eternally, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, whose softness defeats the glory of delicate budding flowers, the coolness of whose body is adorable by moon, sandalwood paste, the lotus, and camphor, and whose touch dispels the heat of amorous desires of Sri Krishna, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Lakshmi Devi is respected by all the adorable damsels of the universe, but the opulence of her beauty and ever-fresh youthfulness is overshadowed by that of Srimati Radhika. Lakshmi Devi cannot surpass her by her natural loving or playful disposition, may that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, who is expert in all the divine arts of rasa lila, like dancing, singing, and joking, who is bestowed with supernatural love and enchanting beauty, wonderful dresses and ornaments, and all divine virtues, and who is the best maiden of Raja, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, who by her ever-fresh beauty and playfulness and ever-renewed wealth of affection causes all the young maidens of Raja to fall in love with Sri Krishna and to tremble in ecstasy, and who is immersed in spiritual trance upon Sri Krishna's beauty, attire, and playful pastimes, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, who in divine ecstasy manifests perspiration, hair standing erect, trembling, tears rolling in choked voice, who is adorned with sorrow and joy in contrary, and who wears beautiful jewel-studded ornaments, should be hyphenated, which delight Sri Krishna's eyes, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May that Srimati Radhika, who, upon being separated from Sri Krishna, for even half a moment is depressed by ever-growing feelings of her own loneliness and restlessness, and who, on meeting Krishna by strenuous effort of one of their messengers, is relieved of all the mental anguish, always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Srimati Radhika, whose gait is rarely attained, sight is rarely attained by Parvati Devi and other goddesses, who gives immense pleasure to her companions, who herself is elated upon meeting with Sri Krishna, and who is Krishna's dearest lover, makes that person who prays to her by singing this ashtakam a recipient for the nectar, recipient of the nectar of his service very soon. That's all of you. Go premanande hari hari bo om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraye. We're very, very lucky because we come in the line of great acharyas who have revealed Srimati Radharani. In fact, you'll find that it's a very there's a very clear understanding of how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how Srimati Radharani is his eternal counterpart. One is the supreme object of love, and the other is the worshipper of that object of love. And our acharyas have revealed this to us very clearly. Without this knowledge, without knowing the goal, without having specific descriptions of the kind of love that takes place in Goloka Vrindavan between Radha and Krishna, without knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and why he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it's very difficult, in fact impossible, to fulfill what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasyutvaivam atmanam parayanaha, that you fix your mind upon me, bow down to me, become my devotee, always worship me, and surely you will come to me. Because without having a clear understanding of who you're bowing down to and why and so forth, we can't do those things or develop that kind of feeling. So Srimati Radharani is also revealed to us through the mood of our disciplic accession. If not for
us being in the line of Srila Madhavendra Puri, who first manifested this feeling of separation from Krishna, which is so much prominent in the Lord Chaitanya's teachings, and which is one of the prominent feelings of Srimati Radharani that we see when we read the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then we wouldn't know about this. And similarly, the other Goswamis like Rupa and Sanatan, who are intimate associates of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, and who have come to this world to specifically reveal to us this science of loving Krishna, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, the spontaneous love for Krishna. If not for them, we wouldn't know about this. As mentioned in the Sri Upadeshamrita, the last three verses describe the hierarchy, what is the lowest up to the highest. They all culminate in Sri Radhakund and Srimati Radharani. The Brihat Bhagavatamrita similarly takes us through the hierarchy of various devotees and culminates in Srimati Radharani. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, although Shukadev Goswami, not wanting to mention specifically the name of Srimati Radharani, there is reference to a very special gopi. According to our acharyas, he was reticent to mention her because if he did, he might be so distracted, spiritually distracted, that he wouldn't be able to continue speaking. He knew that about himself, so he was very careful about that. So all in all, we're lucky to be here for Radhashtami. I dare say nobody else is in Silicon Valley. Just a small group here and online, and other devotees celebrating in their own way throughout today. But this knowledge is vitally important. So today we'll be thinking about how important this day is, especially this day for the Vaishnavas, because Srimati Radharani is the summum bonum, the highest servitor of Krishna. Her service is the most refined, her love is the most pure. And therefore, we take shelter of her because that is our aspiration, to unlimitedly refine our service to Krishna and to increase our love and purify our love for Krishna. And that can be done by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. But how can that be done? That's another question. It is such an esoteric topic and at the same time out of reach for those who may be still attracted to the material world. In fact, we're warned again and again and again and again that one must go through the stages of purification represented in the, or presented in the first nine cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam before one dare enter into the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the relationship between Radha and Krishna is described. Because as long as one has desire for sense gratification in this world, one will misunderstand those pastimes and become envious and think, why does Krishna get to enjoy? I'm the enjoyer. But when there's a purification of heart and one is freed from the bodily conception of life, factually one is free to unlimitedly develop and refine one's love for Krishna, which means a burning desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. A Krishnendriya Priti. This is the impetus for the devotees. We see the impetus in the material world is Karmendriya Priti, means that one is unlimitedly desirous of satisfying one's own senses. How much can I get for myself? And on a subtle level, how much can I be noticed? How much can I be in the center? But when one becomes purified, then it's Krishnendriya Priti, means that one's desire is unlimitedly to serve the senses of Krishna. That may Krishna's senses be satisfied. And when Krishna's senses are satisfied, then we automatically become satisfied. Of course, on the other side of the equation, when I try to satisfy my senses, I simply experience more and more frustration. As mentioned by Krishna again and again in the Bhagavad Gita, Jayato Vishayan Pum San Sangas Teshu Bajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Krodo Bijayate. There's a downward spiral. So this science of worshipping Radha and Krishna, and knowing also that through the process of learning the first 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, practicing Krishna consciousness, and coming to hear again and again the pastimes of Krishna and Radharani. Vikriditam vrajabhadurviraham cha vishnu shadhanvito nishinu yadanavarnayadya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabdhyakamam hridrogam ashvapahino yacharina dhira. Very quickly it says, by hearing about this story between Radha and Krishna, and the Krishna and other the loving affairs that Krishna has with the Vrajavadu, the coward women of Vrindavan, then very quickly, acharina, without much time, without much delay, one attains bhaktim param, the highest devotion, bhaktim param, bhagavati, pratilabhya kama, and hridrogam ashvapahino. One becomes freed from the dread disease of lust within the heart that confounds us, that befuddles us here in the material world again and again, jumping for the illusion. We were at somebody's house. I know we were at Bhakta Will's house down in Irvine, California, and there's a bird that comes every day, and he smashes his head against the window outside because he sees his own reflection. So again and again, boom, 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 over and over again. And we were a little alarmed because we thought he was going to bash his little bird brain in. And Will said, don't worry, he's been coming here for years doing that. And that's me in the material world bashing my little bird brain over and over again into this reflection that I think is going to bring me happiness, but actually it simply bashes my little bird brain in again and again. So this is great relief to actually have shelter of these great acharyas, Madhavendra Puri, on down through the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most exalted of the exalted, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and then through Kaviraj Goswami, who put together a complete synopsis of everything that they taught in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are so wealthy with this knowledge. All it takes is application. One has to hear this again and again, and to try to enter within the science very carefully. Beginning, of course, with, as Rupa Goswami says, vachavegam, manasakrodavegam, jihvavegam, udarapastavegam, controlling the senses and avoiding the 6 bad habits, in taking up the 6 good habits. Wow, let's offer our obeisances to all the devotees who have joined us online today. It's almost 70 devotees. Gopremanande Haribo, thanks. I hope you're at work, pretending like you're working, but actually listening to this. Makes it all the more sweeter. It's like parakia ras. So we should celebrate this day, Radha Ashtami. This is the best of all days, because Srimati Radharani, she's our patron. She's the one under whom we take a shelter, for whose mode of service we aspire. So getting to the point, how do we aspire for this? Because as I said, it's seemingly out of reach because of my predicament here in the material world. How do I get from here to that exalted position, given the samskaras that my mind and senses now relish over and over again, samskaras that prohibit me from actually experiencing the subtle nature of the service attitude and love that takes place in Vrindavan. So I'm going to read something shamelessly from my own book, because I thought about this a little bit when I was writing this book, especially in this chapter called Confidential Service. and the book is named Our Family Business. And I'm taking up chapter 12, Confidential Service, near the end of the chapter, Mood of the Gopis. Now let us hear how Srila Prabhupada practically applies this esoteric principle to those engaged in distributing his transcendental books. In 1974, at ISKCON Los Angeles, New Dwarka, Rameshwara Das, the appointed Sankirtan leader, had gleaned from Srila Prabhupada's teachings that those who distribute Srila Prabhupada's books are directly participating in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and in doing so, following in the footsteps of Krishna's most intimate servants in the spiritual world. Here, Rameshwara gives an inkling of the mood in 1974. I began to see that the Sankirtan devotees were in direct contact with the storehouse of love of Godhead that Lord Chaitanya had broken open 500 years before, and that Srila Prabhupada had brought that same storehouse to the earth again. The Sankirtan devotees were connected to Srila Prabhupada and also, therefore, to the divine pleasure energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this service. It was flowing through his divine grace, filling the world with ecstasy and transcendental knowledge. Unquote. In his lectures at the New Dwarka Temple, Rameshwara repeatedly referred to the service of book distribution as a tasteful arrangement for souls to be joined in loving service to Krishna, a service that follows the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Rameshwara recalls that his classes about Sankirtan were going out to all the temples to enliven the book distributors, but that some devotees doubted his conclusions. When we say going out to all the book distributors, it was a very different way of going out back then. Kids, let me tell you. There used to be a thing called tapes, cassette tapes, and you'd have to transport them physically from one location to the next. There was no transportation through the internet, through Ethernet, anything like that. You had to actually carry it or mail it from one place to the next, and then you'd have to get this machine. It was called a tape recorder. And you'd push a button and a flap would flip up, and then you'd put the cassette in and close it. It had a little tape on it, magnetic tape, and it would record the sound, and then you'd have to play it. I was thinking about this morning how amazingly the word spread rather quickly back then. So it's relative. Indeed, a number of devotees wondered if Rameshwara's conclusions were accurate. To clarify the matter, Nandulal Devi Dasi wrote to Srila Prabhupada on May 23, 1974, quote, I have heard Rameshwara Prabhu say that when we are performing Sankirtan, we are engaged in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the union of Radha and Krishna, and he explained that just as Radharani is ever more anxious to arrange for the other gopis to meet with Krishna than she is for herself to meet with Krishna, and that the other gopis are also always trying to think of ways in which to arrange meetings between Radha and Krishna, so when the devotees are going out and trying to engage the suffering conditioned souls, actually what we are doing is trying to arrange for some of her lost souls to meet with Krishna once again, and that this is the Leela of Lord Chaitanya, is this the proper understanding of Sankirtan? Srila Prabhupada replied on June 9, 1974, quote, the explanation given by Rameshwara that Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which he compares to the gopis trying to engage in Krishna's service, is the correct understanding, unquote. That this esoteric service is available even to newcomers is thus a great opportunity. Anyone who takes up the service of distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books in a humble mood is at once linked to such confidential devotional service. Quote, the Sankirtan devotees are very, very dear to Krishna. Because you are doing the field work of book distribution, Krishna has immediately recognized them as true servants. Unquote. Go on hearing. Even if the effects of service to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement sound fantastical, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, writes that one should go on hearing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes until one can appreciate and realize how wonderful they actually are. Quote, "If one does not understand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and other associates in Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit." Unquote. In his famous song, Sri Nam Kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur certifies unequivocally that Lord Chaitanya's mercy takes one back to Godhead. "Oh, if one receives the mercy of Lord Gaura, he will see Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan at the end of his lifetime. Eshe Vrindavan Radhesham Pabe Darshan Gaura Kripa Halehe Gaura Kripa Halehe." Service to Lord Chaitanya leads one to Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur, in his song Savarna Sri Gaura Mahima, compares Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement to an ocean of nectar. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport to this song, says that this ocean is always dancing with the waves of the transcendental activities of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. As one tastes and distributes the fruits of the Sankirtan movement, one enters the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's activities. By diving deep into that ocean, one comes to the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada comments further, quote, "If one knows the secret and says, 'Let me dive deep into the ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya,' he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna." Unquote. In the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes about how by worshipping Gauranga, one will attain service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Quote, "Now with Krishna there are five relationships, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. By first worshipping Gauranga in the mood of Shanta and Dasya, the devotee attains Krishna's service in the other rasas. According to his relationship with the Lord, the devotee's eternally perfect mood spontaneously manifests in the course of his devotional service. Whoever makes a distinction between Gauranga and Krishna is contemptible and will never attain a relationship with Krishna. But in the association of devotees, one who possesses the qualities beginning with humility will first worship Gauranga in dasya, or servitorship, relationship. This dasya ras is the highest mood in the worship of Gauranga. It is in that mood that the devotees call Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When the worship of Gauranga in dasya ras reaches full maturity in the heart of the living entity, madhurya ras naturally develops in the heart. At that time, one's worship of Gaurahari qualifies him to worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Gauranga then drowns the devotee in the nectar of Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes, which the devotee enters as he attains Vrindavan. The materialist, who is blind to spiritual life, cannot see the deep relationship between Navadvip and Vraj, which are simultaneously one and different. Know for certain that the same relationship exists between Gaura and Krishna, who are also simultaneously one and different. Finally, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati confirms this principle in Sri Chaitanya Chandamrita. Yata yata Gaura padara vinde vinde te bhaktim krita punya rashihi tato tat Tata tato sarpati hridya kasmad radapam padam bhoja sudhamburashihi. For one who sticks firmly to the service of the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, automatically the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani floods his heart. Spiritual currency. In conclusion, One who serves Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement by distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books gains the spiritual currency to attain the higher stages of devotional service. In his purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 7.17, Srila Prabhupada elaborates, "By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachment to the material world. And at that time, he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Unquote. In the Gita, Lord Krishna teaches Arjuna what he calls confidential knowledge and shows him that his most confidential two-armed form. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami reveals confidential talks between Krishna and Uddhava, Vidura and Maitreya, and many others. The bhakti scriptures tell us then about the path of confidential service to Krishna, specifically mentioning that the path passes through service to confidential devotees and to the confidential places where Krishna and his devotees have their pastimes. A guarantee. Nonetheless, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami declares that although very few could understand or take up these confidential practices during Krishna's appearance 5,000 years ago, Krishna himself returned in Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya to show by his own example how anyone and everyone can gain entry into the confidential service by joining the Sankirtan movement. Let's have a Hari Bol. He recommended, so I thought. One who does so, he writes, is refreshed. Quote, "O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow in the service of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees. The river's flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears." Unquote. Srila Prabhupada has kindly showed the people of the world how to become recognized by Krishna and attain his confidential service by spreading Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And for those who like guarantees, here's one from Srila Prabhupada that you can take to the bank. Quote, "You go on with book distribution. They will be benefited, and distribution also, and distributors will also be benefited." Krishna says, ya imam paramam kuyam mad bhakteshwabhidashyati, en nacha tasman manusheshu kashyan me priyakritamaha. If you want to become quickly recognized by Krishna, then make propaganda this Krishna consciousness movement. And once recognized by Krishna, then you're going home, then you're going back to home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. I rest my case. I thought I'd bring that up because on this day of Radhashtami, oftentimes we hear pastimes of Radharani and so forth, which are a little difficult to access. Prabhupada generally didn't do that. You'll notice, go back through all his lectures on Radhashtami. They're very simple. Said a few things. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also extremely reticent about speaking about the esoteric pastimes of Radharani and so forth. However, even during the time in Los Angeles, when there was a misunderstanding by large groups of devotees who, upon receiving the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, thought that if it is true that the pastimes between Radha and Krishna and the gopis and so forth are the most cherished and beneficial, then we will exclusively hear them, to the exclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, which is a very elementary book, and so forth. And they formed some clubs there that, and they also developed, along with the clubs, a separatist attitude that we know nobody else knows, and so forth. And Srila Prabhupada disbanded the clubs and gave strong instructions about prematurely trying to enter into these topics. However, at the same time, he said, this does not mean that we boycott Srimati Radharani. On the contrary, we want to hear as much as possible, because we know from the verse I quoted earlier, Vikriditam Vrajavadurbirahamcha Vishnu, but then we have to see, how is it qualified? Shradhanvito Nishunayat Atayavarna Yedya. One must be imbued with the proper kind of faith. One must have some qualification to hear these things. And that qualification is that one must go through all the categories, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, full nine cantos, and then enter into the 10th canto. One can also read Prabhupada's Krishna book, which he specifically couched in philosophy that would prevent one from misunderstanding the affairs between Radha and Krishna to be ordinary affairs of the material world. So that means that one has to enter within this with gusto, but carefully following the mood and method given to us by our acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then one will surely attain success. So we have in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam many different descriptions of the mood of Srimati Radharani, practically. We are most we can vicariously appreciate the exalted nature of these pastimes in the 10th canto when Sri Uddhava goes to Vrindavan. Krishna left Vrindavan. I think we all heard about that recently, didn't we? Krishna left Vrindavan. Oh, actually, was it Washington D.C.? Oh, here it was. I read it here, and. Yeah, we were going to read more. You even have it lined up in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita about Krishna's leaving Vrindavan, how the gopis had gone through so much tribulation. In fact, they didn't sleep after he left. Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar Devotion, they were only crying, and you can't cry, you can't sleep while you're crying. When Uddhava came back to Vrindavan with a message from Krishna, he came in and His entry into Vrindavan, he saw cows everywhere. Some in rut, bulls chasing cows, calves chasing after their mothers for milk, and so forth. And there was so much dust in the air from the cows running here and there that no one actually saw him slip into town. His beautiful golden chariot, which resembled the chariot that Akura brought when he came, because it was a new chariot. I think we heard that Kamsa was thinking that, he'll like to ride in a new chariot. Like, give him a new car. Because he was so materialistic, he thought. Akura, even though it's a dastardly deed, he'll be attracted because he gets to ride in a new car. But actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this was the arrangement of the internal energy, because we wouldn't have Krishna ride in a used car, especially not when used by Kamsa or any of his people. And when Uddhava, who looked just like Krishna, he dressed like Krishna, he looked just like Krishna, contemporary of Krishna and so forth, came into Vrindavan. First the gopis saw his chariot sitting there and they began saying that, oh, has that Akura come back again? Hasn't he done? It doesn't matter now, we're already dead. He already took Krishna away. So what more can he do to harm us? And Uddhava first went to see Nanda and Yashoda. And he talked to them for a long time. And then when the gopis found out that he was there and saw that he looked just like Krishna, and that he had brought a message from Krishna, they pulled him aside. And they began asking all kinds of questions. It's within that pastime that Uddhava begins to notice the absolute rapture of the gopis. But then one particular gopi, and there are several sections in the Bhagavatam 10th canto where this specific gopi is mentioned, and no one can deny it. From other some Vaishnava sampradayas, sometimes people say, where is this Radharani? She's clearly there in the Bhagavatam, Aradhana, that she's mentioned as the one who, above all others, is performing service for Krishna. So this is one of the sections in the Bhagavatam where Srimati Radharani is particularly noticed by the author and by the acharyas who give commentary on this section of the Bhagavatam, and that is when a bee comes and Srimati Radharani takes it in spiritual madness that this bee is a messenger from Krishna. And she begins speaking ill of the bee and of Krishna also, that, oh, you've come here as a messenger. But Krishna, we know who Krishna is. He's actually not trustworthy. Look what he did to Vali. He hid behind a tree and he took away his life. And then he talked about how Vamanadev, after taking everything that Bali Maharaj had, tied him up and threw him down to the lower planetary system, again and again berating Krishna and criticizing. As Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, in her talking to the beast, said, you're an unreliable servant of an unreliable master. And then the bee goes away, and then she begins to lament. And, oh no, the bee's going to go back and actually tell Krishna all these things, and then he'll never come back. And then her mood changes again. And so there are these descriptions throughout by the acharyas of the different kind of language that she's using. Prajalpo, pratijalpo. And there are different technical terms for the kind of mad speech that Srimati Radharani is engaging in. And all this is indicative of these highest states of love for Krishna, love for Godhead, that are catalogued by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, for instance, and the Ujjvala Nilamani. Also, he goes into great detail about the very specific symptoms of love that are manifest between Radha and Krishna. And we can get an inkling for this as we go through the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, going through the Krishna book, holding hands, finger holding, as they say, by the acharyas who take us through carefully. And by hearing that in context, in the proper context, incidental hearing as we're going through all the cantos, then the 10th canto, and then the prayers personified Vedas, we won't skip that. Then into the 11th canto, the Krishna's crown, and so forth, which is the greatest philosophical treatise in the world. We will get this seed of love for Krishna. And by hearing this story, by hearing the pastimes, the Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan, and specifically knowing about the hierarchy and how Srimati Radharani is the best of all servitors and so forth, then Yene Ravindaksha Vimuktamaninas. It's required. One must have this fixation on the eyes of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. As Queen Kunti mentions in her prayers, she says, huh? Say it out loud. Nama Pankrtana Bhayama, Nama Pankrtana Malini, Nama Pankrtana Nitraya, Namaste Pankajangriye. She's talking about Krishna's lotus navel, his lotus of Nama Pankrtana Bhaya, Nama Pankrtana Malini, Nama Pankrtana Nitraya, Namaste Pankajangriye. She starts, because she's his aunt, she doesn't want to embarrass Krishna and start mentioning his lotus feet. This is an etiquette there. But in any case, she's absorbed in the various features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we must also become absorbed in the various features, following in the footsteps of the great devotees in Vrindavan, spontaneous devotees in Vrindavan. And the way we can do that, as I mentioned, is by developing this Dasya Ras for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Expending all the energy that we have in this lifetime for serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, while simultaneously hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, all of these books that have come to us out of extreme mercy from our acharyas. If we do those two things, then and continuously chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then this crest jewels of all attainment, that this love for the devotees in Vrindavan and the development of a desire to follow in their footsteps is altogether possible. Srila Prabhupada made it altogether possible. Everything is there, completely available. It's simply a matter of application. And oftentimes, when devotees don't apply it, they become restless, and then they say, well, I'll go everywhere else except for here, and I'll try everything else. I'll dabble, more like, in everything else except for this. No. Take to the core activities given to us and pointed out to us by our acharyas, who are already in that mood, but who are showing us through their work in this world and their mood in this world, how to properly follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan and naturally develop that pure love for Krishna. No shortcuts. There is a great shortcut we already mentioned, but that has to be done painstakingly and with great faith and adherence to the method and mood in which it was given to us and is being given to us again and again. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ji ki jai, Shri Radhashtami ki jai, Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, Gopremanande Haribo. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. And now to finish for this morning, before we all go out into our respective places in Silicon Valley, let's read the translation to this. We keep this in our mind. O Radha, O Madhava's beloved, O you whom all the young girls of Gokula worship, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. O you who dress yourself so as to make Lord Damodar love you more and more, O queen of Lord Hari's pleasure grove, Vrindavan. O new moon that has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O friend of Lalita, O you whose virtues delight Vishakha, O most merciful goddess, O you whose divine qualities are sung by Sanaka and Sanatan Kumaras, O most merciful Radha, please have mercy on me. Look at that picture. I noticed that during the kirtan. I was trying to tell Mukharavind, but he couldn't understand what I was saying. I was just noticing this is an amazing picture of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, isn't it? I don't know where all these pictures are available. I never see or get any of these. We see them here only. Who has all these pictures? What? Facebook only. Facebook only. I think that Ramananda Sakha is hogging them all. He's got a storehouse in there. We should attack. And I wish I had this picture, though. I would like to have it. It's really beautiful. Thank you very much, everybody, for this attending this historic event. This is Radhashtami 2016, right in the middle of Silicon Valley. So take Vrindavan with you in your heart. Pray to Srimati Radharani and execute the simple task of the simple tasks that have been given to us with great attention pray that we can be empowered to help the great acharyas spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world, and that they will bestow upon us one tiny little drop of taste for following the footsteps of the residents of Goloka Vrindavan, or Gokula Vrindavan. And tonight, I have for you, we're going to sing together. This will be our the first of many repetitions of the prayers Uddhava makes when he's in Vrindavan. This will really touch you when you hear this, because as I mentioned earlier, we're appreciating the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan and of Radharani, Srimati Radharani, through Sri Uddhava when he goes to Vrindavan. He's the most intimate associate of Krishna in his own world, in Dwarka. But when he goes there to Vrindavan, he realizes, oh, this is why Krishna sent me here. He wanted me to see the most advanced devotees of all. And he sings about them, and he talks about in his prayers how he wants to be just a clump of grass. He wants to be born again as a clump of grass anywhere near Vrindavan, so that the dust that comes up from the lotus feet of these gopis and gopas that will fall on his head, and he can reside there eternally and take that. Vande nanda vrajashtrinam padurinam abhikshnasha yasam harigato gitam punati bhuvanatrayam is the last verse in that series. That you'll be able to memorize all these because they're in the meter, except for that last one I mentioned, of the Sri Brahma Samhita, and also there are not a lot of them. So maybe we can make this a vow on this day, Radhashtami, to try to follow this mood of the residents of Vrindavan by reciting these prayers from Sri Uddhava. And then when you go to Vrindavan and you go to Govardhan Hill, you'll be thinking all the time, when will I get to Uddhava Kund? And you get there, if you start early in the morning from Radha Kund or from the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, you start at about 5:15 and you're walking and walking. By the time you get around to that place, that Sri Uddhava Kund, the sun is just barely coming up, and that Pujari is in there all the time. If you put your head down, he'll go, happy, 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 happy. And you can take a little charnamrit, and you can pray there to Sri Uddhava to have this mood that he has to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the residents of Vrindavan. Sri Radhashtami ki jai! Vancha kalpada rushcha kripasanabeva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gora haribo 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 nitai gora haribo nitai gora haribo 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 nitai gora haribo.
Marman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.